Hi, this is Tom Perich, the editor of Distribution Center Magazine, the official publication of Hardy. And today I have with me Tim David, who's going to be talking about the magic of human connection at the Hardy Sales and Marketing Focus Conference in Philadelphia on September 17th through the 19th. Welcome to the podcast, Tim.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you having me.
The reason, we spoke a little bit beforehand, and I don't mind telling our audience, we're here to tease the membership both into coming to the conference and specifically to hear your presentation, because you're the keynote speaker. So I'm assuming then that you must be pretty important if you're the keynote speaker.
I like to think so.
Good.
So does my mom.
Your topic is, and I'll repeat it, the magic of human connection, a dying art in a noisy world. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, happy to. I mean, what I found through personal experience and through research and through interviewing just a whole bunch of various experts throughout the field is that sort of a secret sauce in business and in life is this idea of human connection. And, you know, the title says it's a dying art in a noisy world. And as technology has increased the quantity of human connection, you know, Tom, you and I are able to speak right now, you know, however many hundreds or thousands of miles apart we are, we're able to connect here and speak with one another. So the quantity has gone up, but as that's happening, what we're noticing is the quality of human connection is coming down. So things like human empathy are on the decline. Things like perspective taking are on the decline. Patience. I mean, the basic, you know, sort of tenets of human connection seem to be disappearing faster than the world's most endangered species. So what I found is that people who bring that back, people who reprioritize human connection in their life, tend to have a distinct advantage, as I mentioned, in business and in life.
And to bring that full circle then, because to bring it back to the main topic, you're speaking at a sales and marketing conference. So this borders into the area of how we define selling, I presume, or at least effective selling.
Yeah, absolutely. And selling is one of those words that people think is the opposite of human connection. And, you know, people think you have to be extroverted, you have to be a people person to be a salesperson, but they also, in the back of their mind, have this viewpoint of salespeople as not very nice. Maybe they're manipulative, maybe they're pushy. And again, what I found is if you bring back genuine human connection into a sales environment, then good things tend to happen. And the way I look at sales is not manipulation. It's not, you know, pushing people into doing something they want to do. It's really very simple. It's helping people to overcome short-term fears or objections so that they can enjoy long-term benefits and results. And again, very often it's the product that you offer, and a consultative salesperson will seek to really solve a lot of the customer's problems. And in some cases, in some extreme or rare cases, I should say, that may not even be your product. And there are some clients that really just aren't a perfect fit and a perfect match. And I think going after those people and trying to be pushy and manipulative is really a waste of time for everybody. And ultimately, in the long run, you know, people end up shooting themselves in the foot.
You mentioned the word, the phrase, the magic of human connection, with the implication, I guess, that there are magic words. What exactly are magic words?
Yeah, so I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Magic Words, the science and secrets behind 7 words that motivate, engage, and influence. And that title was really important to me. My first business, my first sales opportunity, if you will, my first discovery of human connection was as a professional magician. So I was in the position of having to trick people and get them to like me at the same time. So I realized that, oh my gosh, this isn't about the magic. It's not about the tricks. It's not about the sleight of hand. It's about the connection with the audience. And I noticed the difference between good magicians and great magicians, and great magicians were able to connect and make it more about that human experience of wonder and that shared experience instead of just, ha-ha, I got you, I tricked you, I fooled you. So so I took that into the world of business and found that really every industry is the same. There are certain ways to connect with your quote unquote audience that I learned from magic, and in the book again I talk about them as magic words. So there are a few specific words, a few things that as I would change my script night after night, I would realize that just changing one word here or one word there would get an entirely different reaction for my audiences. So wording is very important to me. Scripting is very important to me. And again, I've identified a few words that I consider to be magic words.
That's very interesting because that means while you were performing, so you're doing the physical performance, you're doing the entertainment part because you're watching the crowd's reaction, but at some point you were being, I presume then, analytical by watching them respond to at least some of the words, terminology you were using while you're doing the performance, and sort of like standing outside your body and watching it, I guess.
Yeah, there's two things that I would do. I mean, magicians are famous for practicing for hours in front of a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That's so we can see the audience's perspective. And that is a trait, again, that I learned from magic that I was able to take into the rest of the business world and say, hey, what do you mean you guys don't spend hours studying the other person's perspective?
That's a very good point.
How do you get by? How do you truly connect if you don't understand? How do you sell? How do you negotiate? How do you connect? How do you lead? How do you do all these things if you don't understand their perspective? So, yeah, I would practice for hours in front of a mirror. I would videotape every performance. I would hire coaches to sit in the audience at different points in the theater and watch me and provide feedback. So, yeah, other people's perspective, incredibly, incredibly important, and we cannot be blind to it.
Let's turn to the other side of the coin for a minute about, let's turn to nonverbal communication. I thought that was far more important than words.
Yeah, so what we're finding now, and there was a famous study done in 1967 by Albert Mehrabian at UCLA, and he said that, you know, a large majority of what we communicate, 93% in fact, is nonverbal. And that study came out and things kind of blew up and everybody started teaching body language and focusing on nonverbal communication, and it was sort of a big deal. And now we're in a time where we communicate largely through things like email and text and instant messaging, and all we have are words on a screen. So while body language and nonverbal communication in person is incredibly important, and I would spend a lot of time focused on that as well in my performances,
mm-hmm.
what we're finding now is that there's almost this revenge of the words, if you will, where words are all we have. And they're just words on a screen. It's the only mode that we have to communicate. So what we have to do is we have to maximize the tools that we do have. And I understand, again, that a lot of sales happens, and selling happens over the internet these days,
sure.
obviously. So, you know, that's incredibly, incredibly important to have those magic words in place when body language is absent.
How else has communication changed in modern times?
Gosh, there has been all kinds of various technologies that have certainly altered communication. And what I find is that technology is not just becoming a sort of distraction from mm-hmm. connection. In other words, you see it all the time. There's a family sitting around the dinner table. They're all staring at their cell phones. They're distracted by technology. You know, maybe prospects while you're giving a pitch or a presentation, maybe they're pulling out their devices and being distracted. But also, I think it's changed because technology has become a replacement. You know, it used to be, again, Tom, because we can't be in the same location, we are using technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than nothing, right? If you want to connect and communicate with your kids or grandkids and they live out of state, you need technology. So better than nothing is great, but what's happening is it's becoming better than anything. We prefer technology to in-person communication. We prefer texting to talking.
Good point.
We prefer email to
yep.
walking over to your desk. So communication has changed not just in that it's been distracted, but it's also becoming a replacement. And that is really where my concern is because, you know, we can solve a lot of the other problems, but when we sincerely don't want to connect with one another, that is where the big issue is.
Tim, if someone wants to reach out to you before the conference, or for that matter afterwards, actually, obviously they can always reach you through me, My email and phone number are throughout the magazine. But why don't you share your contact information in case someone's listening to this and wants to talk to you beforehand?
Sure. I'm fairly active on Twitter. You can reach me at TimDavidMagic. And there's also some free giveaways and goodies that I have at a website dedicated pretty much exclusively. All I have on this website is all these giveaways. There's audios, there's PDFs, and they're broken down by category. And that is at moreinfluential.com.
Okay, I really appreciate that. I think you've sold me. I want to learn what those magic words are. I am, in fact, going to be at the conference, so I look forward to meeting you face-to-face. We can have a verbal and a nonverbal a meeting, I suppose. And I want to thank you. I know you're very busy. You've been very gracious for your with your time to share some of this information on our podcast. And so thanking you in advance and looking forward to seeing you in Philadelphia September 17th through the 18th.
Perfect. Happy to, Tom, and look forward to connecting with you as well.
Thanks again.